fucking time is it? Hey. Hey, will you shut the fuck up? Hey, you're calling late. Yeah, I'm awake. I'm definitely awake. Listen to this shit. Can you hear that? It's the neighbor getting railed. Oh, yeah, very funny. Yeah, yeah, it's the hot one. Yeah. Well, it's not so funny for me. I've got to be at work early and this shit is keeping me awake. I'm fucking pissed off. They've been going for an hour. And they won't... Shut the fuck up. Anyway, what's up? Yeah, tomorrow night. Yeah, we're still on for that. Yeah. Dinner is good. So long as I can manage to actually get some fucking sleep tonight. Jesus. No, it's okay that you called late. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I just want to go try to get some sleep. I gotta go. Okay. All right. Speak tomorrow. All right. Bye. Hey, neighbor. How are you? Good. Good. It's early. Yeah, I'm a bit tired myself, actually. Yeah, late night. I couldn't sleep. Do you mind if I come in? Oh, seriously, it won't take a moment. Step aside. And let's just shut this. Did you have fun last night? You had a date, right? I think I just saw him leaving. Well, it was pretty obvious that you had a date anyway. You guys kept me up really fucking late. You can't seriously be surprised, can you? With the noise that you were making? You know, we've lived next to each other for a while, but we don't talk that much, do we? Just pleasantries, usually. Maybe we should get to know one another a little better. For instance, one thing you should know about me is that I really, really love a good night's sleep. You're normally a great neighbor, peaceful, quiet, respectful. But I've got to get to work this morning early and you kept me awake last night. Yes, it is early. I work early. But I thought you wouldn't mind a visit. You must have been awake since the guy who fucked you senseless last night left just a minute ago. What's the matter? Are you intimidated? You keep edging backwards every time I get a little bit closer. Slowly and slowly, like this. Until you're in the corner. Maybe this is where you belong. In the corner. Well, another thing that you should know about me is that I'm a really fucking horny guy. And if something happens, like, for instance, I have to listen to my neighbor loudly have sex on and off for 2 hours late at night, I'm likely to get so worked up that it takes me another hour to fall asleep after they're finished fucking. You're awful quiet, and I noticed that there's something that you haven't said yet. Something very specific that I was waiting to hear. Do you know what that is? You haven't said sorry. Why don't you try? Why don't you try telling me you're sorry, and let's just see how that goes. Ah, I see. You're sorry. Okay, you're sorry. Right. I don't accept your apology. Turn around, face into the corner. I said turn around, face into the corner. There's another thing that you should know about me. It's that I think you're really fucking hot. And another thing I think you've worked out is that I'm really fucking angry right now. Can you imagine when someone who is horny and angry is put alone in a room with someone incredibly hot? Can you imagine what would happen, especially after a bad night's sleep? A guy like that might be feeling a little bit loose in the head. A guy like that might be willing to be a little late for work in order to set things right. I hear you breathing awfully fast. Are you worried? Are you nervous? You spent hours getting fucked last night and then again this morning. So I wonder if you're still riding that high. And now, suddenly, unexpectedly, you're here at the mercy of a man in your home, uninvited, in control, and you're probably wondering exactly what he might be capable of. Oh, that fucking last night. I wonder if you can still feel his cock inside you. Filling you up. Thrusting in and out of you. Through the wall, I could hear every thrust, every whimper you made, every squeal, every moan, while you got fucking railed. And it makes me wonder, how big was his dick? Come on, speak up. Come on. I asked you a question. Come on, answer me. 7 inches. All of those hours, a girl like you getting fucked, I could hear you taking his cock so much that you were squealing and whimpering. Fucking like that, you must be feeling raw, sensitive right now. Your pussy must be feeling really delicate. I know that feeling when you've been fucked so much that you feel so tender and delicate. It's sore, but it feels so good, right? It makes you so sensitive that you're on a hair trigger and it doesn't take much to get you ready to fuck again. The mean man from next door, here in your house, pushing his way in to let you know that he's upset. Putting his hands on your shoulder, down your back and across your waist. Maybe it's all your own fault. For getting me so worked up and keeping me up so late, getting me so turned on that I got really fucking frustrated. Maybe this is all your fault and you're just gonna get what you deserve. You look so good in these clothes that you slept in. Why don't we just push these panties down, And slip a hand down here. And another one up your t-shirt. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I was angry, but we're gonna make it all right. We're gonna make it all right. Your boy last night might have made you feel sore if he was 7 inches fucking you for that length of time. So I wonder how 8 inches would feel right now. It would be sore. It would be difficult, wouldn't it? But you're primed for it, aren't you? You're primed and you're fucking ready for it. Give me the back of this neck. Face forward, into the corner, ass out. Come on, stick your ass out. Let me feel down here. Oh, it is a bit sore, isn't it, baby? It is a bit sore. Horny little neighbor like you thinks you can be as loud as you like, You think the nice man next door won't notice or won't mind? Didn't you hear me banging on the wall? That's how loud you were. Well, maybe the nice man next door isn't so nice at all. And here you are in the corner being used once again, right after the last guy finished with you. One cock is finished with you and the next steps in to take its place. And look at you, you just let me do it. You barely even argue with it. And your pussy feels really fucking wet. I know cum when I feel it. You guys didn't use condoms, did you? And now you've got his cum dripping all out of your pussy, while my fingers rub up and down, slip in and out of you. My hand holds you by the back of the neck. That's a good thing your pussy is still slick and wet with cum, because you're gonna need it to be lubed up if you're gonna take my 8 inches. Oh, your pussy feels fucking good. Oh, feels fucking good with my fingers, two of them slipping in and out of your cunt, wet with cum all over your clit. You really don't put up a fight, do you? You were made for this kind of thing, I think. Made to be pushed around and used by guys. I bet you've got some lube in your bedroom. I bet we can get it really fucking wet. Come with me. Come on. Where is your bedroom? Here we go. Here we go. Fuck. Sit yourself down on the bed. Now, my suggestion to you is that you get this cock as wet as possible before it fucks you. So get this fucking thing in your mouth and start sucking. I bet you got plenty of practice last night. I bet you sucked that cock for fucking hours before you started getting railed. So come on. Fuck. Oh, come on. Come on. Put your back into it, Missy. Fuck. Suck it like you mean it. Oh. That's it. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, you really do know how to suck cock, don't you? Oh. Lived next to each other for years and I never heard you make a noise like you did last night. It's surprising that you're this good at sucking cock. Oh, but fuck me. Fuck. You really know what you're doing. Fuck. Here. On the bed. Fuck. Come on. Get your ass lying down on your side. No, here. Like this. I want you curled up, fetal, on the edge of the bed, with your ass and your pussy sticking out over the edge. And, oh look, right here, a bottle of lube exactly right where I expected to see it, next to the bed. Between the cum of the last guy, and your drool all over my cock, and this lube, and your own natural wetness. This is gonna be a fucking mess, isn't it? No, you fucking stay there. You stay right where you are. You just let this happen, don't you? So is this the kind of girl that you are? If I'd only known sooner. I should thank you for the date last night, for revealing yourself to me like this. On your side. I'm gonna hold you down, hand on the side of your face, holding it into the bed, while you're curled up with my cock right here pressed up against your pussy. Oh. Everything down there is so fucking wet. All I have to do is slip it in just the littlest bit and it would slide all the fucking way in. I just know it. 8 inches of cock slipping into you. All it takes is a good-looking, horny guy to show an interest and you just go limp and become a helpless little cock sleeve, don't you? Oh, it's tender, isn't it? Pussy of yours is really fucking tender. Oh, fuck, look at that. I can see the cum dripping out of you. I wonder how many times he filled you up, huh? How many times did he fill you up to make you so fucking wet that I would just slip into you like this? How many times did you come last night? I could have tried counting, but I would have lost track. There were so many. How many loads did he fill you with, huh? Not even using a condom, you shameful little slut. All of his cum inside you, lubing up my cock even more for me to fuck you. Oh, oh fuck. Nice and warm and wet, so fucking slippery. Oh. Oh, I know, it's big, isn't it, baby? Bigger than the last guy. It's good that he got you ready for me. Oh, in and out, in and out, in and out of you. Fuck, holding you down. Fuck, hand on your fucking face, pushing your head into the bed. Hand on your thigh like this, just holding you there. Fuck, pumping, pumping, in and out of you, in and out of you. Fuck, filling you up. Oh my god. Oh, you feel so good. I bet it would be so easy to make you come again. Do you fantasize about being passed around between men like this? Used up like a helpless plaything for men to take advantage of? The way you give yourself up, I bet you do. I fucking bet you do. Oh my god. Oh my god, listen to you. I hear you. Fuck, your head is spinning, isn't it? You can barely believe what's happening right now. You fantasized about things like this. Now look at you. Your pussy is sore from being fucked, but it won't end yet. You thought last night was a lot to take in, but suddenly there's another man in your house, uninvited, holding you down, hard on the bed, hands on the side of your face and on your thigh, pushing you down and pushing in a dick so big that it hurts. It hurts around your opening from all the friction last night, and it hurts on the inside from the size, doesn't it, baby? It hurts so fucking good. Look at your eyes rolling back in your head. Those helpless little gurgling sounds you're making. You're losing control, aren't you, baby? Fuck. Fuck. It's so overwhelming. Then I just come in here and I fucking use you like this. Fuck. I bet you could come, couldn't you? I bet you could fucking squirt for me. I bet you could come so fucking hard that your pussy just fucking leaks and you squirt everywhere. Fuck. Right here, while you're fetal with an 8-inch cock pushing and throbbing in and out of you, taking out all of its anger on you. Look. Come on, why don't you fucking squirt for me? Why don't you come and squirt for me and show me what a little fucking whore you are? Fuck. Come on. Do it. Do it. Squirt for me. Squirt for me while I fill you up with this fucking cock. All of this cum all over my fucking cock. Fuck. While I get ready to fucking fill another cum load inside you. Fuck. Squirt for me. Squirt for me. Come on, that's a good girl. That's a good girl. I'm not gonna stop until you squirt. Fuck. Oh, there. There. Fuck. Yes. 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 Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, the feeling of that dude's cum all over my dick. It's so fucking wet and sloppy down there. Fuck. I'm gonna come inside you. I'm gonna fucking come inside you. Fuck. I'm gonna hold you. Fuck. Hold you by your face. Hold you by your face, by your thigh, and just fucking come. Add even more cum into your pussy. Fuck. Fuck yes. Fuck. Take that cum. Take that fucking cum. Fuck. Oh god. Oh, I can feel so much cum inside you. Look at this sloppy mess that you've made down here. Oh, you squirty little fucking slut. Now, why don't you lie on your back? No, no, no. We're not going to take my cock out of you. We're going to keep it in there. For now. Why don't you lie on your back? There. Now, I want you to... Hey, here. Give me your fucking... Give me your head. Lean up. Lean up and look down here. I'm going to take my cock out and I want you to look at it. Oh, you see all that fucking cum? All of that dude's cum and all of my cum. Glistening all over this fucking 8-inch cock. All of it inside you dripping out. All of your squirt, your cum as well. Well, how about we get this back inside you? Oh. And we fill another fucking load of cum inside you. Fuck. Fuck. I want you to squirt for me again. I want you to squirt and I want you to come for me again, okay? Okay, baby? Okay. I want you to squirt. Hand over your mouth. Hand over your mouth. You made so much fucking noise last night, but you'll shut the fuck up this time. Squirt for me. Squirt for me with a hand over your mouth. I want you to let it all out, okay? You let it all out for me. You just let it out. It's okay. Come on. Come for me. Come for me while you think about how hard you've been fucked. All the cum loads inside you. No condoms. Cum load after cum load. Fucking cum. Come and squirt for me, fuck. Oh, that's a good cum, fuck. There. That's a good cum. Come, come, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come as well. I'm gonna come again. Fuck. I'm gonna come again. Fuck. Fuck, fuck. Oh, God. Look at your mouth. Look at your lips. You're so pretty. I just want to put my fingers in your mouth. Fuck. You just went limp, didn't you? You went weak, you went limp. You didn't even put up a fight. I see you. I get you. Oh God, my cock feels so fucking good. Right there inside you. You are just disgustingly full of cum, aren't you? I really need to get to work, but I want you to understand something. This is gonna happen every single time I hear you fucking another man through the wall. I'm gonna hear it, and then when I see them leave, I'll be in here within minutes to make it clear to you who you truly belong to. And if I ever catch you without cum already in your pussy, I'm gonna be very fucking upset. You are a cum dump plaything for men. And a cum dump plaything like you doesn't use condoms, do you understand? Good girl. Good girl. Well, I hope you have your friend last night back soon, then. Come here. I'll see you later, neighbor.